Hello guys, my name is Jonathan Hammond. I'm an interactive creative developer at Best Before Media in London. I'm going to quickly run you through one of our applications we built about 6 months ago. Now, this is mainly in response to a post on kinema.net with someone asking about if they built any Quartz compositions which kind of load in different media assets and then displayed, presented on a touch screen. This is exactly what we did. It's kind of used in-house now to demonstrate all our different compositions and assets. What you're seeing on the screen at the moment is a kind of Rubik's Cube spinning around in space, being controlled by the iPhone. It's a funky demonstration of what you can do with installations. But let me quickly move on to the actual purpose of the application. What I'm going to do now is show you how I've got to this stage. So first of all, we have a folder. We have a folder in Finder. The application is called Flaunt. Now the idea is that you drag this application into a folder with subfolders of assets. So we've got folders here of images, movies, MP3s, PDFs, pretty much any asset that can be run within Quick Look. So if we go back to the application, you'll see here that the screen mirrors exactly what you see in Finder. So we've got all the different folders, all the different assets. And what we can do is select one of these folders. We then go in kind of setup mode, which allows us to select, say, a graphical transition. So what I'm going to do here is select a Rubik's Cube transition. We now have a thumbnail page, a 5x5 grid. Obviously a dynamic grid which changes in size depending on any assets within the folder. And what this page is designed for is just so you can order what images you're going to display in the presentation. So you can see I just click on the images and there we have four images selected and the order they will be presented. I can hit save now. Once I hit save, this will be saved, hiddenly saved into a folder under a plist. So next time you load up the application, it will remember what order you save the images. But to quickly show you the purpose of the application, once we hit presentation, you'll see now that we've got full screen presentation mode. So the assets that I selected, you can now go left to right on your keyboard, mouse, iPhone, and whiz through the different images. Now let's quickly move on to quickly show you a different graphical transition. What I'm going to try and do is select a different folder of assets as well. So if I go to the mix folder, again I can select, say, a push transition. And you see here, this is a mix folder with many different assets. So we've got some PDFs here, we've got a Word document, images, movies, and just like before, I can click the presentation button. And now these assets have been displayed in the transition style that we selected earlier. Now I'm going to stop talking for a bit and just spin through a few of the transitions and compositions that we built here. Here we have an image wall of all the assets. What I'm doing here is selecting MP3 folder, so in theory just creating a playlist of MP3s. I'm then going to put a image filter on the cover art. So as you can hear, I've got a Metallica remix being played, but I'm also interacting with the cover art. So the application has sniffed out the cover art of the MP3, displayed it, played the track, and then we have the image filter selected over the top. Move on to the next track. Movies. So we have a free, easy, fast, well, talking about fast, this is actually running on a Mac Mini, so we can prove how quick this application really is. But a very simple, easy to use, easy to load, asset presentational device. All right, thanks very much. Speak soon.